Welcome to Express Change, a podcast about art and activism.
Hello, my name is Martin Oetting. Allow me to quickly get the unpleasant bits out of the way. Katja Iversen, the director of the Museum for the United Nations, puts it like this.
We are in a situation in the world where we are on a tipping point. If we don't get people to act in new ways, and that's both system change and behavior change, we will tip the wrong way.
You hear system change talked about in activism and sort of in grassroots, but you don't hear that in politics yet. And I think that has to change because we have a system that's completely oblivious, really, to what's happening.
That's Rao Reynolds, lead vocalist, songwriter and keyboardist with UK rock band Enter Shikari. And we can change. This podcast explores ways to do that. To be more precise, we interview inspiring people to explore with them how arts and culture can help.
What will it take for us to reimagine and remake our economies to deliver social justice on a healthy planet? I am Irina Gattaz, Culture and Public Policy Lead at the Wellbeing Economy Alliance, based in São Paulo, Brazil.
And I am an artist and writer based in Berlin, Germany. Marina and I want to find out how new and innovative art can help us change our view on the economy, politics, the world, and our fate.
If we had to convince the world with data and facts and figures, we would already have done it. We have all the data, we have all the information, we actually also have a lot of the solutions. And then you can say, why don't we see that change? Because we can't feel it.
Of course, we have to make sure we've got our facts straight. But in order for change to happen, we may have to go about it in a different way. Here's how Pushpanath Krishnamurthy, a climate walker, singer and poet, put it when he spoke with us.
Becoming very serious, very earnest and writing stuff and all is important, but it demobilizes people. Art is integral to communication and our communication is through art, and that's what touches everybody.
When we change how we feel, then it can start to change how we think, and that can start to change how we act.
That's Catherine Trebek. She's an advocate for economic systems change, speaking with years of experience working for a well-being economy. Bayo Akomulafe, a philosopher and writer, sees our challenge at yet another level.
Most of my work turns around the idea that sometimes the way we know the trouble, the way we speak about and think about the crisis is the crisis.
Consumerism is our attempt to fill the God-shaped hole that was left when we knocked God to pieces and filled it with this rationalistic economic science.
Tim Jackson, an ecological economist and playwright. The God-shaped hole he talks about is our current lack of meaning and purpose in many parts of our societies. The arts are absolutely essential for filling it, because they tell us who we are. Here's how Shirley Rodriguez, an award-winning photographer and filmmaker from New York, puts it in our conversation.
We have been creating art since the beginning of time. When archaeologists are digging things up, they're finding out more and more about civilizations as a result of the art that they created. Having access to art is having access to a part of who we are in the greater scheme of humanity.
The question is, how do we change the systems, institutions, governments, organizations that run the economy?
We have just not been good enough to also think people with titles as human beings. Ministers of finance, heads of states, you know, ministers of what, this, that, and the other, business leaders as people with emotions.
When I meet the human beings that are involved with the systems, and if my work has an impact in their day, in their mood, in their outlook, and they teach me as well to understand and be more informed, be more compassionate around how these systems work, I think something good has been done there.
That's Mapumba Chilombo, a musician from South Africa. When it comes to the effect that art, and particularly music, can have on people, Rao Reynolds sometimes finds himself overwhelmed when he speaks with Enter Shikari fans.
There was a doctor in the NHS who said that we were one of the main reasons that they studied what they did and went into, you know, essentially saving people's lives. Then after them, there was someone who worked for the Environmental Agency here in the UK, you know, trying to basically stop big corporations from polluting our rivers and et cetera, et cetera. And then after that, there was someone who worked in solar technology, renewable energies, and each one have said what an effect we had, you know, when they were much younger. They listened to this, you know, our second album or something, and it made them like go take this life path. And so, yeah, there's stuff like that that's just truly surreal, I think, really.
If you are interested in how the world can change through art and activism, and how these two can play off of one another, then do subscribe to Express Change. We're on all the major podcasting platforms, and we'll publish one episode every week on Tuesday. Our first season will run for 8 to 10 episodes. We look forward to you joining us. See you Tuesday next week. Our first episode will kick off with Shirley Rodriguez.
I think that what gives me the most hope and optimism today is the fact that people are finding new ways to have conversations. And I think it's really crucial to do that.
Thank you for listening. Express Change is supported by the Wellbeing Economy Alliance, the leading collaboration of organizations, alliances, movements, and individuals working to transform the economic system. Find out more at weall.org.
Express Change is produced and edited by Martin Oetting in collaboration with Marina Gattas and the team at the Wellbeing Economy Alliance. You can find out more about my work at martinoetting.com. That's Martin, OETTING.com.